Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, back to Christine and Saul.
It's exciting. Kind of keeps the drive going.
And I just like them.
They're always entertaining.
It's fun. On TIC.
Oh, yes, the UConn women's basketball team faces off against Iowa tonight in the women's Final Four in Cleveland, game airing on ESPN. And joining us now is Basketball Hall of Famer Jen Rosati. She was part of UConn's 95 championship team, which included teammates like Rebecca Lobo, Kara Walters, Nikisha Sales.
What are you talking about? Are these people? No, nobody's ever heard of these people. What
Carla
are you talking about?
Berube and Coach Gino Auriemma. So 95 was the team's first championship win, and now the program's aiming for their 12th title. Jen Rosati had an incredible career in the WNBA, coached at UHeart for 17 seasons, and now serves as the president of the Connecticut Sun. Wow. Jen Rosati, welcome back to TIC.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I mean, you played that fight song. I wanted to run out on the court and, you know, start playing basketball again.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, all fired up.
Isn't it a wonderful time right now to be in, you know, watching women's basketball, especially in the college scene? It's just, it's what they're doing this year is so remarkable.
It's been unbelievable. I mean, the whole season, right? I mean, we just shattered record after record in terms of the TV viewing last weekend. You know, for the Iowa-LSU matchup in the Elite Eight, and then you follow that up with the UConn-USC matchup right after. I just think that, you know, it's been so fun to watch these young stars, you know, play the game, handle themselves, understand the magnitude of what they're doing, and how exciting that they're making this, and the kind of role models that we have in women's basketball right now is tremendous.
You are no stranger to high pressure games. You've been there, done that many times over. We're going to take you back in time to 1995. Take a listen.
Here's a pass in the right corner and a shot put up that is no good. The ball on the far side. Time runs out. Connecticut has won the national championship. UConn 70, Tennessee 64. UConn is 35-0 and national champion.
What did that feel like, Jen, to win the national championship for UConn?
Yeah, and it's funny because you know I still get the chills. You know, as soon as you started playing it, I knew what clip it was, and I can see it because every March they play the clip of Tennessee missing and Rebecca starting to run down the court with her hands up before the time ran out. And I think all of us not really knowing what to do because, you know, you work so hard for so long, and then that year we were undefeated, and it just felt like a lot of weight, but also a relief. You know, we had worked so hard. We were close as teammates and friends, and, you know, to put that time in, the effort in, and to do things the right way, right? Win the right way and have the reward there in front of our friends and our family, and to win UConn's first. It was really, really special. And I think we all, you know, you named all these, you know, wonderful teammates of mine. Like, we're all a part of this legacy that has become, you know, the UConn dynasty. And I think we all have a sense of pride that they still continue to play the right way and win the right way and do things the Husky way. And so I'm excited to watch them tonight. I'm here in Cleveland and think it's going to be one of the best in-person games I've probably ever been to. And it'll definitely live up to the fanfare.
We're speaking with Jen Rosati. She is the president of the Connecticut Sun. She also is a UConn great. And Jen, it was interesting because you just heard that clip. But the funny thing is we were all watching it, so we remember that thing. What was the first time you actually saw that? You watched the game on film or whatever, because you were on the court when that happened. You weren't hearing Jim Nantz make that call.
Oh, no, we were watching it that night. I mean, it might have actually been the morning after because it was probably like 1 a.m. But, yeah, we, you know, there was no shortage of celebrating that night. You know, there's a lot of media and fanfare after the game. But when we finally got back to the hotel, it was like all family and friends and we got to celebrate with them. And then, you know, then we had started kind of our own celebration.
I'm sure you did.
As you can imagine. And then we ended up all in Gino's suite, probably at like midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. And we put the game on and we watched it. And
Dad's suite?
Of course. And of course he was like critiquing everything. I'm like, this is not a film session. This is us just rewatching the game we won. Stop critiquing. It was, you know, one of those moments I don't think we'll ever forget, because I think when you're with a team that's special, you remember so much the off the court moments, right? And the time together, probably even more so than the on court. And so to be able to like think back to that time and remember sitting in his suite and like, you know, cussing him out as he's trying to yell at us for our mistakes and being like, we just went undefeated and won the national championship. Give us a break. You know, but it was just, you know, part of every, you know, kind of the magic of that season.
What are you looking for in tonight's Iowa-UConn matchup? Of course, it's Paige Beckers versus Caitlin Clark, and everyone's talking about the two of them, but they are made up of a team of amazing athletes. So are you looking for people going to the free throw line? Like, is it going to be a physical game? What do you think is going to happen?
Potential draft picks.
Potential draft picks for the Connecticut
Sun. We'll talk about that in a second, because I think, you know, everybody wants it to be about UConn, Iowa, but, you know, it's natural for all of us to be excited about the Caitlin and Paige matchup, and deservedly so, right? Like, they'll deflect to their teammates, but the both of them are generational, right? Like, they have, I think, galvanized them and a few other players in college. Just the excitement around women's basketball right now has so much to do with individual stars like Paige and Caitlin. And they're both unbelievable and fun to watch. And they're both very different, right? You know, Caitlin is a volume shooter, obviously, but she should be, right? She makes crazy shots. She makes hard shots, but she's also leads the country in assists. So she's also an unselfish player. And then Paige is probably one of the most effortless stars I've ever seen. I just feel like what she can accomplish without it looking like she's doing a lot is unbelievable. And she's more of a complete like player. Like the other night when they had to beat USC, everybody's in foul trouble. And Paige just like slid over and started guarding Juju Watkins. Like, okay, well, you need me to guard the other team's best player? I'll do that. You need me to lead the team in rebounds? I'll do that. So I love that she is fiery and has a little bit of that like confidence to her, but she's also super poised. And just puts the team on her back. They both do. And so I think what we're going to see is a lot of points, which is great. I think that we will see some physicality because I think in order to guard Caitlin Clark, you need to be able to kind of make it hard for her to do what she wants. And so I think the Nika Mule and matchup on her will be important for us. I think you'll see Iowa struggle to guard Paige because I think she's such a talented offensive player. But you're going to see two really competitive coaches and two really competitive teams fighting for, you know, something that's just, you know, the ultimate, you know, prize, right? To be able to win a national championship. And neither one of these set of players between Iowa and Paige, but even either team has won a national championship. So this is a big moment, and these guys want it really bad. And it might be a little sloppy because of that early, but I think they're going to settle in, and we're going to see a tremendous basketball game.
Wow. Yeah. You mentioned Juju Watkins real quick. I just love the announcers when they were playing. She said, "Bun up, game on." And
oh, yeah.
I feel like this is what we're going to see tonight. Bun up, game on.
Yes. Well, it's just fun. It's fun to have these women be household names, right? Like Juju Watkins is like 18 years old and people are talking about her.
Yeah.
You know, because the comparison with her is Maya Moore, right? We all know how good Maya was. That's what we're seeing in a player like Juju Watkins. So it's just a great time for women's basketball. And it's funny, you mentioned like future, right? And I know Paige is going back to UConn, which everybody in Connecticut is happy about. But Caitlin has declared, and the day she declared for the draft, everybody went out to see where she was going to play if she gets drafted to Indiana. And guess where her first game ever in WNBA is?
Well, come on.
Mohegan Sun Arena.
All right.
So all of a sudden, you can imagine how many tickets. We sold 1,000 tickets in like 24 hours.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
That is incredible.
So, and then we sold like another 250 when she won the game the other night. Like, she already has declared, and she won that game against LSU, and we sold like another 250 tickets. So it's like so exciting for those of us in the WNBA to think about what these women are also doing for our business, right? Because, you know, Aliyah Edwards, for example, she's declared for the draft. I would love it if she was available when we pick, but if not, these fans in Connecticut are going to want to see her when she comes back and plays because you follow these kids, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to be able to continue to follow their career. And now people have an opportunity to do that. And so it's just exciting to be on now the other side of that and think about what, you know, these stars like Angel Reese and Caitlin are going to do when they get drafted on April 15th and the excitement around seeing them compete at the next level and seeing what the next phase of their career looks like. And we have one more year before we see that with Paige, but it's still really exciting to think about that for Aliyah, for Nika, for some of these players on the Iowa team, that you could see them in a month and a half in person, you know, in Connecticut if you want. And that's exciting for the WNBA too.
Well, Jen Rosati, thank you so much. We could talk to you for hours.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you're in Cleveland, and I hope you call us back on Monday if UConn wins. You have our hotline number.
All right. I will. I mean, I don't know what kind of shape I'll be in, but I can call.
It's a date.
I can call you guys.
Most people are banged up after Cleveland. That's usually what happens in Cleveland.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Well,
I appreciate you guys. Thank you. I'm really excited for the game tonight. I know everybody in Connecticut it is too, so go Huskies.
This is Christine and Saul.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's
better over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.